wake up, cause we got motion. We showing that love from coast to coast, and planting them seeds so you know we growing. Believing in us, damn right we know when. Ain't got time for the stress and pain. No time for hate, no time for games. It's time to take it up. Yeah, take it up, we gon' take it up.
Welcome to Real Talk for Real Life, ladies and gents. It's been Women of Dynamic Change, a 501c3 nonprofit that has been established to help women understand how to walk in faith and find their greatness. The mission is to break down those barriers that keep women from being able to reach their full potential. So with that being said, my name is Sherry Ann Flanders Duncan, aka Ms. Dynamic. I will be your host today of Real Talk for Real Life. We have a special, special guest, Ms. Tashani Lewis here joining us. So glad that she accepted the invitation. We are here today to celebrate a fabulous month. This is Women History, going to be paying homage to all the women who came before us and paved the way so that women like Honey, women like myself that are in the organization and other organizations as well, and that's out in the community and doing their thing. So we must acknowledge their work and their sacrifice. So as I always tell you guys, it's a must to see, right? We got to have faith. Faith is so important for us as women, and just for anyone to have, in order for us to get through the trials, the tribulations of life. And so it just takes a mustard seed of faith. It's one of the principles of Women of Dynamic Change, walking in faith, right? Women, you're great. You're great for the mere fact that you can produce life. You can bring life onto this earth. That alone makes you a superhero. And once you discover your superhero powers, there is nothing that you will be able to accomplish. You can succeed at everything and anything. So, which leads me to talk about Ms. Tashani Lewis. She's an amazing person doing some amazing things in the community. So I'm not going to talk much longer. I am going to let her tell us all about who she is. Ms. Tashani, are you there?
Absolutely, Sherry. Thank you so much. Happy Sunday, guys. Thank you so much for inviting me to your platform. Thank you so much for sharing your platform with today. You know, listen, it is so important for us to just collaborate and to just, it's Women History Month, but just collaborate, get together, enjoy each other, vibe. You know, because listen, we all going through something or another, whether it's an up or a down, we're all going through it. And ladies and gentlemen, as Sherry said, my name is Tashani Lewis, and I'm so excited to be here with you guys today. I'm just this little girl from Jamaica, okay? A mom and dad that I cherish dearly. I am a caregiver for my mom. Migrated to the United States when I was 20 years old with not one clue as to what I was about to do, majoring in accounting and management, you know, but never really knew that, hey, it's something that you got to do because, you know, growing up back home is either you're a teacher, you're in the accounting industry, you're a hostess or something or the other, dentist, a doctor, whatever the case is, right? But migrated to the United States at 20 years old, started working as an account, doing accounting and management at an electrical company. After the fact, after being there for 2 years, I was asked, do you want to go to school? Why not? Who gives up the free opportunity of going to school? And today I am your favorite female electrician, doing that for over 23 years. And it is something that I enjoy doing. No kids. I got a dog.
That's a kid.
I'm just out here enjoying life, trying to teach the other person that, hey, and try to teach that young girl, your niece, your daughters that, hey, You know, you don't have to choose that path. You don't have to be a content creator because girls can be electricians too. It is okay to dominate in a male industry. It's okay for us female. It's okay for us women to dominate in a male industry and be excited and be feminine about it while doing it, right? So that's basically it. I have an organization, Sister Let Me Crown You, which I believe we're going to get into in a little bit. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm just excited to be here to share with Sherry this evening on this wonderful, wonderful Sunday in the Women History Month.
Yes, thank you so much, Tashani, for that. And so that's why I felt it was so important that we have you come on and talk about your profession, because it is a male-dominated profession. Probably have contemplated going into male-dominated professions, but because of fear, they didn't quite make the move. So my question to you is, yes, what gave you the courage to enter into this male-dominated profession? Becoming an electrician, because yes, you're right. You don't hear too many women going into that field.
What gave me the courage? I don't even think I had the courage, or I didn't even think about it twice. I only hear, do you want to go to school? I'm always up for a challenge. And I don't know about anybody else, but crunching numbers, you get tired. It wasn't really something that I wanted to do, because growing up back home in Jamaica, my daddy always... He always making some furniture. He's always teaching us to build the furniture with him. He's always teaching us how to lay the block. He's always teaching us how to lay the tile, to ride a bike, to doing all these things, you know, to change a tire. So being in office and dressing up wasn't something, or even though you don't have to dress up to do that, but crunching numbers wasn't something that I really wanted to do. And when my boss at the time, still my boss, said, you want to go to school? And I'm like, I took up the opportunity. And again, I don't know about else, but I love making money. And when I'm doing payroll at the end of the week and I'm seeing how many these guys are making, wait a minute, hold up, monetize on this opportunity here. So, you know, he started teaching me how to read the blueprints, and that's where it started. And then it moved from there, going to school. And I've been there ever since, and then started my own electrical company while I'm on my 9-to-5.
Wow. So, well, that's awesome to hear. So ladies, that just lets you know that you can become an entrepreneur. You can go into a male-dominated profession and create your own business. And so it sounds like money, which money is not everything, but it does help because we needed to pay bills, was a big motivator. So it's good that you mentioned that, so that other ladies who are thinking about becoming electricians understand that it's a very lucrative profession. Right? Yes. Believe me, I said, listen, I had to have an electrician come out one time, and it was not cheap. And listen, he was not here that long, and he walked away with a hefty amount of money. And I said, you know what? I went into the wrong profession. So with that being said, Tashani, I want to get into talking about Sister Let Me Crown You, the organization. You are also the CEO of this organization. So you are wearing so many different hats. And this is goes to show, ladies and young women, that you too can do it all. So with that being said, Mr. Shani, can you please let us know about the Sister Let Me Crown You organization and what it's all about and its mission?
You see, Sister Let Me Crown You is in an organization that we formed 7 years ago, which, you know, I was like, God, if you, you know, one of them days when you say, God, if you do this, I will do this. It was that type of transaction, that type of bargain I was doing with God. Like, God, if you do this, I will do that, and I will never turn back, and I will never let you down, right? So I'm bargaining with God that day, and he gave me the mantle. He gave me a mission. And it's just a sister, let me crown you, to help young entrepreneurs, right? Assist them with a skill set and the mindset of running a successful, profitable business. Because oftentimes we open a business and we're just there with the business. But what if you have the business, you have the skill set, right? And then with that skill set, you can monetize within that business. So that's what Sister Let Me Crown You is all about, helping young entrepreneurs. And even if you're an entrepreneur and you're feeling stuck, I may not could help you, but I promise you, I promise you, I could connect you to somebody, or one of us could connect you to somebody who's going to propel you to that next level that you want to be at, because we all don't have the answers, right? Within everything that I do, I have to outsource. Everything that I do, I have to outsource because I can't do it. So that's what Sister Let Me Cry is about, helping that entrepreneur fell to the next level in their business, whether it be, hey, you know what? I think I need some branding. Hey, you know, sometimes we could make up make a phone call. Hey, I'm calling in a favor. I got this young lady. She needs branding. What can you do for us? Hey, I got this other young lady. She needs a tablecloth, right? With her brand on it. What can you do for us? This other young lady, hey, the business haven't started yet, but she needs to get registered. We do quite a few of those on a yearly basis for free. Now, it's up to you whether you want to waste the opportunity or not when it is being given to you, right? Because a lot of people say they want to, but are you really executing when you say you want to? But the opportunity is here. So I would love for people to take advantage of the opportunity.
So Tani, I have a question. Are you finding a rise with women wanting to become entrepreneurs? Are you coming across a lot of women that are coming to your organization and saying, hey, I want to start this business. I need help. Are you seeing a rise in women wanting to do their own things now?
For me, I know there's a rise, but personally in my organization, I'm not seeing it. One, I don't know if it's fear. Two, I don't know if I'm not approachable. Three, or because in a sense where they see, okay, she's an electrician. What can she really help me with? That's where the big thing is. I don't want to be an electrician. I want to be a content creator. I don't want to be an electrician. I want to do a waxing. I don't want to be an electrician. I want to do eyebrows. So I think they see the electrician and saying, you know what? I don't think so. But we are so broad and we got so many different people within the organization that I wish they weren't afraid, but I know there's a rise. But I don't know why they're afraid.
And you talked about something that's important, and I think it extends to networking. I really believe that when people start to get out and network, they will find that you have more in common with that female electrician, that
right.
She may have the resources, right, and the tools
right.
to be able to start that beauty business, that eyelash business. And so this is where we need people like you to continue to go and support. Because we need networking. We need women like you who are making moves and connections so that when that young lady understands that she needs to go to that networking event and you guys team up, you know where to go. So I think it may be a deficit in education, do you think?
The networking part of it, because every business owner have to network, whether it's a free networking event or if the event costs $10,000, depending on where you are on the scale, everybody got to go out there and mingle. When I just started, I'm like, I ain't going nowhere. I don't want to meet anybody. I don't want to do none of that. Some of us use the idea of, oh, I'm an introvert. I don't want to do that. But how are you going to make money? You still can, but we got to get out of that routine and say, hey, you know what? This is who I am. I don't want to go out. But we have to network. I've networked my way into some rooms. I've networked, and I'm just going to use this right where I'm at right now as a prime example, you know, to encourage somebody today. I'm at work right now on a Sunday. Yeah. But it's not for my 9-to-5. It's for my company. I did a networking event for construction professionals. It was called Construction Professionals, and that was last year. And I met this guy. I don't know this guy. And I met him, and he came out. 2 weeks ago, I got a phone call, and the person said, hey, you know, you came highly recommended from somebody who works for me. He does camera. And he said, can you meet me? And I said, sure. And I came out and I met with this another entrepreneur, and he owns a warehouse. And let me tell y'all something. This is my biggest contract to date.
Wow.
My biggest contract to date came out of a networking event from somebody that came to my event that introduced me to somebody.
Wow.
That they work for. So just imagine if I say, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to say it's easy doing it. It was hard, because when I did that event, a week before event, only two people signed up. And I said, Nancy, I ain't doing this. I did.
Right.
You know, and I talked to somebody else and I said, I'm not doing this. Right. Joy. And she, I said, I'm not. And she said, no. Do this. Maybe people will come out. And I said to myself, you know what? Even if they don't come out, and if two people come out, it's still going to happen. 15 people came out.
Wow.
So do not hesitate of going out and mingling. Do not hesitate to pay $50, $100 if you have it. Do not, because one thing I know for sure, that when you sow a seed in yourself, and the Bible said it, good measures pressed down, shaken together, and running over. The moment you sow a seed, the moment you plant a seed and you water that seed, it cannot die. It will never die. Never. You're going to see the tree before you see the fruit. But I want you guys to remember that you are the tree. And whatever business that you feel like you want to do, that's going to be the fruit that comes from the tree. So sow a seed and go out. Network. Sow the seed within yourself. Network. Network, network, network. Because your next $1 million is waiting for you in that room where you belong. And don't even ever think that you don't belong in any room. Because this little black girl here, when I show up, I belong here. And you can't tell me not a damn thing. Right. Not one damn thing. Right? Even if I don't know, you're not going to know that I don't know. Because I'm going to show up like I belong. And don't be afraid to lose money when you network either. Because you never lose. Always walk away with something. Always. Whether it's the knowledge, whether it's another person that you could collaborate with, whether it's free gifts, whatever it is, you're always going to walk away with something.
Well, Tashani, that words of wisdom, definitely, you touched on many different pointers, the networking, how important it is. You spoke about investing in yourself. You have to invest in yourself. Like you said, if an event is $50, $60, $70, $80, $100, and you have it to spend, spend it. You won't regret it. Like you said, you will walk away with some piece of knowledge, a lesson learned, and valuable information that you are definitely sharing with us today, and valuable information for each and every woman to understand that you have to invest in yourself, ladies. You have to get out of your comfort zone. That is the only way that you are going to grow. I myself had to learn that lesson, Tashani, that introvert. Let's get rid of that, because I used to say that about myself as well. I'm an introvert. No such thing if you're trying to grow. You have to get out there. You have to form these relationships. You have to put yourself in places that you never thought you would put yourself. And so I am so glad that you touched on great, 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 great pointers. I want you to talk about Sister Let Me Crown You. You have an event that's coming up, and I'm waiting. I'm so excited to be joining you at this event that you are hosting. So let the audience and the world know about this fabulous event that you have planned for the end of the month.
So Sister Let Me Crown You is the annual event that's coming up, that we do it every year, the same time every year. And what we typically tend to do at this major event is have all these different entrepreneurs in the room. And guess what? We beat ourselves up so much throughout the year. And sometimes we tend not to celebrate the little wins. Sometimes we feel down and we like, I can't do this anymore, or I don't want to do this anymore. Or whether we're going through some financial crisis, whether we're going through relationship crisis, whether we're going through personal crisis, whether we're going through a mental breakdown, whatever it is, we always need somebody to say, you know what, I could relate to what she's saying. So when we keep these events, it's to pour into our queens. It's to say, hey, I have this burning question. I want to ask somebody, but there's nobody around you to ask for those 11 months. Or you're scared to ask. So we create this atmosphere to network. And we create this atmosphere to show you, hey, listen, we got giveaways going on, right? Whether you want that business, whether you want that branding, whether you want some cash, you never know what you're going to get when you walk in the room. But again, the biggest thing is to network. And the next thing is to see that, hey, I'm not alone. Because we have our speakers, Joy from the Coast Space, Kimiana and Ann, Six Figure University, 6 figures in 6 months. And when you hear that, you might think this thing sounds cliche, but it's not. Whoever, I don't know if anybody on here is in the salon suite industry, right? If you do hair or whatever the case is, right? I don't do hair, but hey, I see an opportunity to monetize what they were teaching, and I jumped on that. And there, me and Nancy are on our way to owning our own salon suite. That, come on out for the drinks with Upgrade Your Party. Come on out for the live band. Come on out for the music. Come on out for the fellowship. Come on out to just have a night of relaxing atmosphere to release the stress, to relieve the you getting in your own way, to release the I cannot do this anymore, to release, hey, you know what, and get into the path where you say, you know what, I could do this and I'm going to do this. And after you leave that room, you're going to have 9 more months to kick doubt in the face, to go get that money that you want, to say you could breathe again, and you're going to leave. I definitely know that you're going to leave with some excitement. And the main thing that we do, you know, some events that only some people get crowns, we make sure all our queens walk away with a crown.
Awesome. Because we all are queens.
Yes.
We're all
absolutely.
Are. Where can the audience and the public go to purchase tickets for this fabulous gala?
I'm glad you say it's a gala, because honey, I forgot it's a gala. So yeah. Guys, make sure you come. Yes. Dressed up.
Okay. Make sure you Sunday finest, right?
Yes. Make sure you come all dressed up. But you could go to sisterletmecrownyou.com or website. And when you get to the website, you will also notice that there's a question there asking, what would your business want? And we're not going to give away something that somebody don't want. So what do your business want? Say it. Whether it's funds, whatever it is, answer those questions. And also, if you're interested in being a part of our magazine, do that. It's for free, y'all. It's free exposure. So make sure you go to every little entry on the website if you're interested in the entries that are on the website. So all the tickets are on the website. If you're on here and you want to vend, there's still some vending tickets available there also.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was going to be my next question. Because the vendors, that gives them opportunities to be able to display and
yes,
be able to support everything that they're doing. And so I love this. I love the fact that you're giving back in such a way where women can come together again to network, something that's so important in business for women, to fellowship, to form new partnerships, to form collaboration. Because again, there's no I in team, and we as women need to understand that we can accomplish so much together than alone. So listen, I'm already ready, Tashani. I'm already ready. I'm excited. The Women of Dynamic Change, we will definitely be there to support and be a part of this magnificent event. I know it's going to be nothing but a room full of positivity. So ladies, if you have not gotten your ticket, you go to sisterletmecrownyou.com and you go purchase a ticket. You don't want to miss this event.
Not at all.
It's, as we talked about it, right, Tashani? It's an investment in yourself.
It is. It right? Definitely is. Yes.
So go get your tickets, ladies. And so this leads us to talking about Women's History Month. It's so important that we acknowledge the accomplishments of the women who came before us, the women who are here now that are doing their things. Women such as yourself, Tashani, you're making yes. a mark of history. You're creating your own legacy. And so we have to take the time out in this month of March to acknowledge these women. And it's, as I have been doing my research, I realized we have been kicking butt, women, from the
beginning of time.
Okay? I'm talking about like way back. It goes way back. Like, we have been risking our lives. We have been sacrificing, just really paving the way for women like you, Tashani, to be able to continue to do what you're doing. And so today is the day that we're going to pay homage to those women. Tashani, I'm going to let you go ahead and start first. Who do you want to pay homage to?
And so let's go to Ella Jane. Ella Jane, 1917 to 1917. As she said, as Sherry said, way, way back. Okay. And we have no intention of stopping. So Ella Jane, the queen of jazz, internationally acclimated American jazz singer. She was one of the top grossing artists of her time, guys. Appreciated both nationally in the U.S. and worldwide. She sold 40 million copies of her albums, which remained popular.
And we're talking about back then, a time where women weren't really known to be jazz musicians. So that is quite an accomplishment. Did you know, it's my turn now. Did you know Bessie Coleman, Queen Bess, AKA, that's her name, Queen Bess. She was the first African-American and Native female civil aviator. She tapped into a profession that was not dominated at all by women. So you can understand and relate to that, Tashani. On June 15, 1921, she became the first American woman to get an international pilot's license. Go, Bessie Coleman. You are dynamic.
All right, let's take the trip down the road, okay? But did you know Eleanor Roosevelt, okay? American human rights activist, politician, diplomat, who advocated for the rights of humans, racial minorities, and women. Let's give it up for Eleanor, because she did that thing for you and I to be sitting here on the Zoom today. Okay? Eleanor Roosevelt dynamically showed the world she was definitely, definitely a powerhouse. All right?
Awesome. Thank you, Miss First Lady. Thank you, First Lady, for all... Yes. Your efforts and work. Anne Frank. Did you know that Anne Frank made a mark on the world after writing a diary while in hiding from the Nazis in Amsterdam? Anne Frank was only 15 at the time of her death, and writing about herself, her family, and other victims. Yes, Anne offered a permanent record in a clear account of life for Jewish victims. Thank you, Anne Frank. Because of you, we have history of what took place so long ago. You are dynamic.
I think you got to keep going, Sherry. That's all I had.
Okay. We have Florence Nightingale. I have to present her, as I am a nurse by trade. Florence Nightingale, the mother of modern nursing care for the injured during the War of 1853. Today, the world commemorates her birth and celebrates the importance of her services and healthcare on International Nurses Day. Thank you, Florence Nightingale, for all your efforts. You know, Rosa Parks, freedom. Yes, on December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks left her mark in history. Her refusal to give up her seat on the public bus was small, but it made a tremendous mark on history. Rosa Parks and the unity of the community played a dynamic role in the Supreme Court declaring that the separation on public transport systems is unconstitutional. Ms. Parks, you are dynamic. Did you know Harriet Tubman? Ladies, do you know Harriet Tubman? If you don't, you're gonna know them. African-American civil rights activist and icon for anti-slavery. Harriet Tubman risked her life multiple times to help free slaves. She is one of the brave people who played an active role in helping slaves escape. Harriet Tubman dynamically left a mark on history. Thank you, Ms. Tubman, for what you have done. Did you know, and I know you know this woman I'm about to present, Oprah Winfrey. American television personality, actress, and entrepreneur, whose syndicated daily talk show was among the most popular talk shows, guys. She became one of the richest, yes, the richest, most influential women in the United States. Listen, guys, the list goes on and on and on. We have so many women who have done their thing, have
created. I think I got one more, Sherry.
You have one more? Who do you have?
Yeah, I got one more. Did y'all know?
Uh-huh.
Sherry Flanders. The president, CEO of Woman Dynamic Change. And she has been doing some things in South Florida. She's still doing it. She's still doing the damn thing. She's bringing out the women every month, every quarter. Yes. She's doing some things down here, guys. If you know her, you know her. I haven't known her for long, but I know that she's doing the damn thing. And it's somebody you would want to get to know, somebody you want to get to collaborate with. It's somebody you want to be in contact with. So go tell a friend about Woman of Dynamic Change and get to be a part of the community, because they're doing some amazing things with their CEO over there. All right.
Thank you so much, Tashani. Sherry Ann Fandis Duncan is dynamic. I appreciate that shout out. Ladies, I want to let you know, I attended the Jazz in the Gardens. This is just off topic. I attended the Jazz in the Gardens Women's Impact Conference. And I highly suggest that when it comes next year, if you guys didn't attend this year, that you attend. This was an opportunity for networking. This was an opportunity for vendors to come out and share in their products and their services. We had Fantasia Borino to come out and speak. And the reason why I'm speaking on this is Fantasia was interviewed and she spoke about trials and tribulations. And you touched on that, Tashani. And so she touched me. Listen, guys, I stood up the whole entire time that she spoke. She talked about what she had gone through, the fails, the failures. And I don't really call them failures. I call them lessons learned, right? Lessons learned. Because this is what shapes us to become who we need to become. Well, one thing that she did do that really touched my heart is that at that conference, there were some young girls. Oh, my goodness, the mannerism. I compliment the parents. But there were some young girls between the ages of, I would say, between 7 and 10. And Fantasia called them up to the stage and she spoke to the audience. And what she told the audience, the big crowd of women of all different ethnicities and colors, just beautiful. It was a beautiful room. And what she spoke to us and what she said to us is that it is our obligation as women to give back to those little girls, to show them how to be elegant, to show them how to be classy, to show them how to enter into those male-dominated professions like Tashani has done, to show them that they can become entrepreneurs like Tashani has done and so many other women have done and continue to do. So it is our mission as women to give back and to service. God has given us these gifts. He's blessed us with these gifts. And so we must, as women, give back and reach down to those little girls and let them know that they too can do it. We did it and you can do it too. And so I just wanted to shout out to Fantasia Borino for that lovely interview, inspiring interview. Guys, that luncheon was called the Jazz in the Gardens Women's Impact Luncheon. And it did. It had an impact on me. Again, met some wonderful women. And just, again, like you said, Tashani, it's all about getting out and doing those things that you wouldn't necessarily have done in the past. And so I want to thank you, Tashani, for being here today with us. I'm just always happy to have you join us and just ecstatic about all the great things that you were doing in the community. I'm looking forward to this beautiful gala to get dressed up and just to be pretty and just to be amongst positive women who are doing some positive things. But before we go, I have a special treat for you all. God placed it upon my heart to write this. I actually just wrote this. I hope that you guys enjoy this poem. Dynamic you are. Ladies, walk in faith and find your greatness. God created a masterpiece when he created you. The struggles, the trials, the tribulations are meant to build a warrior, shaping you, molding you, preparing you. Don't ask why me, ask, why not me? Those barriers, those speed bumps, those closed doors, those no's will soon become your testimony. There is no testimony without a test. Jeremiah 29:11 reminds us, for the Lord knows the plans that he has for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Understand that this too, whatever you're going through, shall pass. When you look back, you will understand that he never left you. He gave you time to grow. Never look to the left, never look to the right, look straight ahead. And when you take a glimpse in that mirror, you will see a dynamic creation built to make dynamic change, because dynamic you are. All right, guys, ladies, nothing that you cannot accomplish. Nothing that anyone can keep you from. Your biggest competition, you're looking at her when you look at her in the mirror, is yourself. So, Tashani, on that note, please give us some inspiring word, a phrase, a statement to close out today's Real Talk for Real Life.
Ladies, listen, I know time, we always say we don't have time, but we do have time. Trust me, we have the time to do the things that we want to do. We have the time to propel us to the next level. We have the time to fulfill those dreams. You know, I'm reading this book and it says the obstacle is the way. So don't feel like the obstacle is in the way, but the obstacle is the way. And I say that to say this, you know, Sherry asked me to join her today and I had to make a choice. Do I go home while I'm here at work and my guys are working? Or what do I do? And I decided I'm going to IAO, improvise, adapt, and overcome. And I said, you know what? I went in the bathroom. My makeup is always in my bag. You don't want to see the bottom half of me dirty, okay? And I fixed my face. So I'm just telling you that no matter the position or the situation that you find yourself in, there is a way. And the obstacle is the way. And don't forget to get in a room where your next $1 million is waiting for you to show up at. All right. Wow. Have the most amazing week you guys could ever possibly have.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you for that. And you know, we can't close this out without Miss Janice Coleman offering or giving us some words of wisdom. Janice, are you there?
Ladies, I have been here. I'm the edge of my seat. Congratulations to you all for not allowing life to just stop you from moving forward in the call that God has placed before you. So, hey, kudos to you, Tashani, for being so open to share with others. I don't care what business you are in, the process is still the same. So for sharing with others, to help other women, men, or whomever that is willing to make the sacrifice to live the life that they want to live, because that's the one thing we have is your life. It's not someone else's, it's your life. And you are doing your thing and you're willing to help others do their thing, but they have to want it for themselves. So thank you so much for being a connector. You know, connectivity is very important. So thank you. Thank you, Lane.
Thank you, Miss Janice Coleman. Once again, thank you to Shani. I'm wishing you all, the audience, thanking you as well for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided on Real Talk for Real Life. Man, I am wishing you a dynamic week. Yes, go out there and get it, ladies, as we continue to celebrate Women's History Month. Women, you rock. Keep doing your thing. All right, we got this. It's nothing that we can't accomplish, and it's nothing that we can accomplish when we collaborate and we unite as women. So with that being said, go have a dynamic week, a fabulous week, and may God bless you with your heart desires. Janice, go ahead and play that song.